Hi, my name is Melanie, and I am a compulsive overeater. I've been in OA for about 11 years. I have for a little over 4.5 years of abstinence, 154 pounds released, and now maintaining a healthy body weight for the last over 4 years now. And that is a pure miracle for this compulsive eater. Because 15 years ago, I was well over 600 pounds, and I thought that I would never, ever be able to maintain any kind of normal body weight or a healthy body weight. So this program, OA, has saved my life in many ways. And I'm grateful that I have a new way of living because, man, it's a hell of a lot better than the way that I did live. My eating started early. I used to blame it on my weight when I was born because I was 11 pounds, 5.5 ounces when I was born. But that was just an excuse. I actually started my first diet probably when I was 10 years old. And it didn't last long. It lasted 2 weeks. And that's how I progressed through the diets through the years is that I would lose some, then go back and eat and back and forth. And you know the drill and you know the dance because it's two steps forward and 10 back because I would lose and then I'd gain that and then some. Then I would turn around and regain it all plus some. And it was the plus some that was almost killing me. 11 years ago, or 15 years ago, I should say, the reason why I decided to get back into being healthy was my husband had taken sick. And I really didn't know how I was going to do that because he always took care of me. But I didn't have any other choice. When I was well over 600 pounds, I was also on 170 units of insulin, 2 needles a day. And I could barely get from here to there for breathing. It was hard. I also had a hernia where my gut was fully outside the abdominal wall. I should be dead, but I'm not. I'm here today, and I'm grateful that I have the experience, strength, and hope to help another person. I struggled in the food, but I turned myself around in the fact of starting to get into the health because my husband was diagnosed with a lot of things with diabetes, etc. And I knew what diabetes was all about. I may not have followed it, but I knew about it. I was well educated in it. And I started losing weight in trying to help him. 9 months after diagnosis of his cancer, he died. And I still struggled. I stayed away from doctors, didn't like them. Why? Because they probably told me to lose weight and I couldn't. And I was faced that I had to go because I was having pain with that hernia. So after he died, I thought, well, I guess I better hang up my doctor shingle and go to the doctor. So she referred me to a surgeon for to fix my repair. And I continued going on a diabetic diet, thinking that that was the route to go. And by the time I entered the surgeon's office, I didn't know that he was a weight loss surgeon. He was a I thought he was a person who fixed my hernia, but it wasn't. They sent me to a weight loss surgeon and he questioned my commitment to that. And I had already lost almost 200 pounds. I was 430 some then. And it really pissed me off. Did I tell him that? No. I said, I think I'm committed. And I went home with, he was going to put me through his program and I would lose 30 pounds. He would do weight loss surgery, et cetera, et cetera. I went home and I studied up on his program and I was going to show him. And I went into a fit of transference in the fact that I started restricting and over-exercising. And in 9 months, I lost 200 pounds. Not a good thing to do. Because I was really sick in the head. I still felt fat. He did give me still weight loss surgery because I was scared to that he wasn't going to fulfill what he promised me to do. I took it anyways and I didn't need it. But I thought, well, that will fix me too. It didn't. After my last surgery, I had three surgeries in 6 months. I walked away from his appointment and I went into a huge binge. A binge that scared the hell out of me because I couldn't stop. I was bawling and roaring, shoving things into my mouth one after the other and could not stop. I felt like something had taken over me. I had gained about 20 pounds in less than 3 days, and I felt a total failure. I sat in front of the computer with my insulin bottle and needle, wondering how much I would have to take to end my life. I was sick and tired of living this life of losing weight and regaining, and it was just, I felt just hopeless. I couldn't take that insulin that day because I had watched my son lose his father not only months before. So I knew I needed help and I went to the doctor. 2 days later, she had me in mental health on an intake. Did I tell them the truth that I almost committed suicide? No. As I didn't want to go into the hospital and be treated with drugs that I had watched my mom go through many, many, many drugs related as in side effects. I didn't want that. I was afraid. I was living in fear. But I did go to their self-help groups and this, that, and the other programs that they had. I felt I dug out of that hole, but eating was still a problem. And about shortly after that, I went to my first OA meeting. I thought, well, maybe that's the help that I need. I left that first meeting and didn't go back until 6 years later. I had heard them say about God, and I said, oh man, not again. Because I had left, I had gone to Bible school. And I just got fed up with others. And I realized now it was just other people that I really didn't care for. God was always there, but I just didn't want to have to deal with that. Then I heard someone say that they gave up their alcoholic foods. Oh no, I shouldn't have to do that. And so I left. And food came back into play as it always does. And 6 years later, I had 169 pounds packed back on again, and food was becoming unreal crazy for me. I knew I had to repair twice fixed. I had it repaired and then it busted open and then I had it repaired again. And I was told, you break that open, you're as good as dead. And I knew that I had felt I had regained. In honesty, I looked at myself and said, oh my God, my clothes, I have to buy bigger clothes. I'm feeling lethargic. I'd bet you any money my diabetes is going to come back because I went off of everything. And I knew that the doctor had said my last appointment that my blood pressure was up. So there, that was going to happen again because I was on blood pressure medication and I came off of that. I said, what am I doing to myself? So I dug up those papers that OA had given me, Dignity of Choice, and all those papers that I got at my first meeting. And I thought, And little be known, about 4 years before that, I joined an OA meeting online. I thought I would hide and read up on this abstinence stuff so I could get it in my head to figure this out. I read a lot, but I didn't follow a lot. But I had a lot of head knowledge. But right now, it was starting to say, I need to do something. And listen to me, I got on my food plan. I'll just call it a diet because by lunchtime, it was over with and I was back into the food again. I said, well, tomorrow. That's always what it was. I'll start tomorrow. Started again the next day. Once again, it was before lunch that I was into it again. That night before I went to bed, I was in tears because I was fed up. I had come to the point of desperation where I knew something had to happen and I couldn't do it. And it was that night with a tear, wet pillow, tears and wet pillow, I surrendered everything to my higher power. I started thinking about the, thank you. I started thinking about the doctor's opinion and how that the allergy of craving is what I had. I can't stop. And once I start, I cannot stop from picking up again. And I can't do nothing about it. I tried with diets and everything, and I couldn't stop. So the only other alternative that I had was to turn my will and my life over to my higher power. Steps one, two, and three came very fast and fierce that evening. And before I went to bed, I felt at peace because now I know that God was going to do for me what I couldn't do. I woke up the next morning with a purpose. It felt different. I wrote down all of my behaviors. I wrote down all of my alcoholic foods, the foods that I would not touch again. I had to commit them to my higher power. And then from reading Dignity of Choice, I chose a food plan. 3 meals a day, no in between eating and no evening eating. And even though I was trying to figure out how I was going to sneak in a snack or this, that, and the other thing, I'm diabetic, I should have a snack. I said, Melanie, your sugars haven't been high. Your sugars have been high and not low for a long time. You don't need no snack. And if you do, the doctor will tell you. So it was 3 meals a day, no in between eating. I put that into action, turned my sights off of the food and onto the steps, because I knew the steps are what recover. And a person had suggested to me, a fellow, that I do the steps through the Big Book way. And she had given me a site to look at. Man, I went to that site and I ate it up like my new food. I worked through the steps in less than a month. I had found a sponsor. When I had gone to my first meeting, I took everybody's number, I put it in a teapot, and I was going to call a person a day. First 2 days, I didn't call anyone because I was really a procrastinator. And I thought, well, nothing's going to change if nothing's going to change. So I've got to do something here. And so I called one person a day, talked to them. And then I got to know people and I thought, God, is this the person that I should ask? And so I did. And by the end of the week, I had a sponsor and I continued in my steps. I think I was on step four by the time I got my sponsor. Finished my step four in less than a week and a half. And that was because I was still procrastinating. But I'm grateful I did those steps fast because I learned a new way of living. All 9-step promises came true for me, and I continue living in those steps daily. I learned more about myself as I continued working in those steps, and I needed to learn about me because if you don't know what needs to be changed, nothing's going to change. And as I got to know myself, I realized what needed to be changed, and those old thoughts and those ideas needed to be smashed. And man, did I ever learn. And I still learn. When I start to feel really uncomfortable, watch out. I know that God's going to try to teach me something. One of the things that was really, really something that I needed to get through my head is the sign that's back there behind me. Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems today. I wasn't very accepting at first. And I thought, okay, how am I going to learn this? And I'm a visual person. So I said, okay, I'm going to put a sign up. And I thought, signs on the walls can blend into the wall and just not even go into my head. How am I going to learn this? So I took a pegboard that I got at the dollar store. And I put in those letters. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. Should I glue them? That's what my first thought. No, don't glue them. Where am I going to put it? I'm going to put it on my counter. Well, you hit that thing and the letters go all over the place. And I cursed like a sailor many times. I wasn't very accepting. Hold on a minute. Work those steps. Why am I disturbed over hitting something that I knew was there? And what did I expect was going to happen if I hit it? I have to be more careful around it. And so there the process started of trying to change, even hitting that board. But every time I put those letters back into the board, I repeated it. Acceptance is the answer to all of my problems today. And that is right on the tip of my lips every day. No matter what happens, and things are going to happen in this life. But how am I going to react to them? I have the steps. Because when I react, it's usually I don't like it. I'm not accepting. And that is a disturbance. And in that disturbance, I need to clear it away, because if I don't, that buildup takes me back to the food, because I want what I want. But when I see my responsibility in things and my reaction to things, I realize my will is involved here, and I got to surrender that. What is it, your will, God? What would you have me to do? How am I going to learn to change? And he shows me. The relationship with my higher power, I had to lean into my higher power to show me what to do, to learn that intuition, to be able to trust that intuition. But I didn't trust myself. I didn't even trust God. Ah. But as I started to learn to trust God, he showed me that I could. And then I learned to trust myself and trust the instincts that he showed me. This is an awesome way of living. Continuing living in the steps. I had heard someone say to me, "Am I being a 12-step person?" That was very humbling too, because there's different times when I'd ask myself and I said, "No, you're not." So I knew things needed to be changed. But it amazes me that through anything and everything, even the hardest times, whether if it's be losing a friend or you have to find a new apartment and move out of your old home for 30 years, there's been many things happen in the last almost 5 years during my abstinence that I know that I would have been eating if it would have been before away. But I'm not. The food does not call to me. I've been around all the food since day one. I wasn't going to hide it. God was going to do for me what I couldn't do, and he has. I can bake and sell stuff at Christmas time, and people say, "How come you can bake that stuff and not eat it?" It doesn't bother me. It's not my food. It's not mine.
2 minutes, Melanie.
Thank you. This is the miracle of program, that it changes. Changes you not only physically, but the inside out. It's an awesome program when we surrender our will to our higher power. And I have a strong will. It grows back very easily. But I'm grateful for the awareness that I can see and take the steps to clear it away and be who I'm meant to be. I'm worth recovery, and so is each and every one of you. I'm grateful we have a program that we can recover from this dreaded disease, and it is an awful one. Never give up. Keep working those steps, clearing away. Trust God, clean house, help others. That's all we have. Thank you for allowing me to share. With that, I'll pass.